It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of a dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's March 7th and 8th. It is time to change your clocks, Uncle Joe.
Absolutely.
Spring ahead, fall back, which reminds me to, one, introduce my guest this weekend, the 7th and 8th, Joe Casper, who has worked with me at Northeast Delta Dental for many years and directs the facility, special events, was chair of the Concord Area Chamber for the last cycle. So thank you for joining me this weekend.
Glad to be here.
And it's March 7th and 8th, so it's spring ahead time in terms of the clock. I just want to give a shout out to my running friends that if you are listening to this on Saturday the 7th at 9:05 a.m., that there are two races that you can participate in. One is the Spring Ahead race at NHDI campus put on by the cross-country coach Perry Seagroves, and that's an 11 a.m. start. And then tonight, later on tonight, at Ascutney at around 5, there's one of the Winter Wild series, another series, you know, that Northeast Delta Dental a sponsor. That's a nighttime race up and down Ascutney. It's actually quite fun. You wear a headlamp and just have a lot of fun. It does not count towards the points in that series, so you can do it on a stress-free basis. So it's a great event if you've never run up and down a mountain at night. Joe, you want to join me tonight?
I think I'll take a pass.
You'll take a pass. Jeez. All right. But I might see you at the Spring Ahead race.
You're
right?
Going to see me there. I'll be out there announcing.
Right. So that's at the NHTI campus, correct?
That's at the NHTI campus. The race gets underway at 11 o'clock.
Perfect. So that's a nice segue into today's visit with Joe, because while he does many things, keeps our campus beautiful, responsible as well for all the insurance coverages we need to have at the buildings and for the company, and like I mentioned, also responsible for a lot of special events, including things like the Mount Washington, and obviously is an ambassador in the community. Another thing that Joe does in his copious time, free time, I never see him at the office, just kidding, Joe, is he's actually the series race director for the Capilio Race Series, which has been going on for a long time. Joe will explain that. And I want to give Joe a big shout out, because we're talking about 8 races, and each one has a separate race director, separate objectives, and yet he's coalesced the group. And I say this with all deep affection. Anybody that knows race directors and the running crowd, these are all great-hearted people. But sometimes, Joe, it's a little bit like herding cats, right?
It is. It is. But they're a great bunch of folks that run these races. And it's just about time to get things underway.
Perfect. So in 2 weeks is the first one in Gilmanton, March 21st. We'll go through each of the 8 races. But let's start with some history and talk about, from your perspective, the evolution of the Capilio Race Series, more commonly known as CARS. So how long has CARS been in existence?
CARS has been in existence. We're in our 15th year this year, Tom. And it was started back in 2005 by Perry Seagroves and Tom Walton, wanting to have a community series of races for folks. And it's grown over the years. We've added more races. We added Team Cup competition last year, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But this is a great series of races that involve 6 5K races, a 5-miler, and also a 10K race. So you've got, if you're looking to do a little stretch running and things like that, we've got a little something for everybody.
So tell us the website, and can I register all at once at this point?
You still can. The website is runcarsnh.com, and you can register for all 8 races. You can do so actually after we've started our first race, because it doesn't close until Friday, April 3rd at noon for online registration. And then if you're still thinking about it and you get to the SEA race on Saturday, April 4th, and you think, yeah, I think I want to do this, you can stop in and see either Perry or Tom. right there at the SEA race, and you can still register up until the start of the SEA race.
How accommodating are we, Joe? Right to literally where the gun goes off.
That's
on Saturday, April 4th, you can register. Now, Joe, let's not, you know the definition of insanity, right?
Oh, yeah, doing the same thing over and over again,
right,
expecting
a
different result.
So I do know that last year, a couple of last-minute runners who registered, for some reason, their paper didn't get into this. We got it all corrected.
We got it all corrected.
Totally smooth, right?
What an operation we
have. This is truly, truly a team operation because obviously we have Northeast Delta Dental being the overall financial sponsor. In fact, it's actually called now, right, Joe?
It is called Northeast
Delta Dental Capital Race Series.
That's right. It's a mouthful, but it's all right there. And you want to make sure that you do get registered. It's a fun series, Tom. It's the only one that's like it up in the area. You only need to do, you know, 6 of the 8 races are 5K races, and these 5Ks are so many family-friendly events because let's say you're not a runner. I'm not a runner, but you get out there and you can walk 3.1 miles. A lot of families come in with strollers and things like that. Of course, we don't allow dogs on the course, but this is a family event, and we've got so many youngsters that are running. I can't believe in the past few years the number of young students that we've had. I'm talking 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, running 3.1 miles, and some of them are actually finishing in the top three.
Absolutely. So you said a mouthful there. One is that, you know, we have 8 races, but you don't have to participate in all of them to score. Joe referenced 6 races, and, of course, that's needed to get the apparel. But in terms of an individual competitor, you can actually take your top 5. So really, you could actually miss
just 5, really.
3 out of the 8 and
yeah.
still be a competitive runner. And I think the second thing you said is that it's really now a combination of it handles the elite runners who really are competing, but also recreational runners like myself, plus walkers, plus families. I've noticed the evolution over the 15 years. More and more, a whole family is out there, and the moms and dads are running with their kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I see it at the finish line. Oftentimes, you know, they'll have the kiddo in a stroller, and then as they get towards the finish line, they take the kiddo out so they can run across the finish line as well. And a lot of these races also have a kids' fun run component. Usually it's under 10 years old, but there's a fun run component in several of these races that we have. So it's a great series. It's great to get out and get some exercise, whether you're running or walking. We can always use volunteers as well, but it's a nice series of races. And at the end, if you can do 6 out of the 8 races, we give you a great prize item.
Right. Last year's was an outstanding, for the men, an outstanding royal blue jacket, and for the women, a reddish jacket. And I see those a lot around town. People are wearing them. I know we all get different, stuff, but this was really, really good.
Yeah, this was a nice jacket. We've got some new apparel coming for this year. We're going to try and change it up a little bit. But it's everybody that completes 6 races does get that participation prize.
And we last year we did introduce the team competition. So will that be back for the season?
You know, team competition was very popular, and it's coming back again this year. All you need is 3 finishes to score at each race. And the best 6 races, again, count towards the final tally. And we have $1,000 in prize money that's split among the top 3 teams. We also have a nice team competition cup that you can have at your facility or at your house or whatever team you have that you want to share this cup with for up to a year. And this is the team cup that's provided by 43 Degrees North. And we had a lot of fun with it last year, and I think we're going to have some great teams signing up. I think we had 17 or 18 teams last year, which was really great.
And it was actually great competition between a group of more seasoned runners that Tom Walton put together, and then some elite. They had a very colorful name, which I can't say on the radio, but it was basically people like Dave Dunham, primarily men in their 50s who are really, really still fast. So I think they nosed out Tom Walton's group.
They did. And, you know, the neat thing about this is that we say, okay, you can register for cars up until the start of the SEA race, which is April 4th. But then let's say you get out there and you start running with some friends and you start talking about this Team Cup competition. You can actually register up until the start of the NHTI Delta Dental race on Friday, April 17th. So you've got an extra week in there that you can put your team together.
Okay, so we put out two deadlines there. So to be an individual to get into CARS overall on sort of the package, you need to you can register online now at runcarsnewhampshire.com or sometime prior to the April 4th SCA race. And then what you're saying is that if you're running with a bunch of friends, and then you're saying, you know what, I want to put a team together, you can actually have until the April 17th.
That's correct.
And then you mentioned two other numbers. One is that for the team competition, you do have to, the team's six top races count. For the individual, it's five. And then to get the participation prize, it is, you have to participate in six of the races. So what I do at the end of every race is I put out an email to all CARS participants who have given voluntarily their email. And so all of this is really, it's not as complex as maybe you and I are making it sound. it's actually quite easy. Before we go to break, let's give a big shout out. Obviously, we mentioned Northeast Delta Dental as the overall series sponsor, but tell us about the other sponsors.
The other sponsors, our gold sponsor, we have two gold sponsors. Runner's Alley has been a longtime sponsor with us as a gold sponsor, and we have a new sponsor this year. It's Stitches NH, and they've got a website called race.swag, S-W-A-D-A-G, rather, .com, and they are also a gold sponsor. And, of course, Grapponi Automotive has been with us since the beginning. They're back as a silver sponsor, and so is 43 Degrees North. So we've got a new sponsor in there this year. Lots of fun things going on. You want to make sure you get out on runcarsnh.com and get registered.
And don't forget our massage partner.
Oh, Casa Massage, yes. They've been with us now for 4 or 5 years, and you can get a massage either before or after the race. Marilyn does a great job with her team out there, and they'll be at all the races again this year.
I do want to make sure people understand that the Capital City Classic, there's a new date. It's June 27th, so we'll delve into that. The website is runcarsnewhampshire.com. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raphael with Joe Casper this weekend of March 7th and 8th. If you are listening to this on Saturday, March 7th at 9:05, there's actually two opportunities for you still to do a race this weekend. You can do the Spring Ahead race at 11 a.m., excuse me, at NHTI campus on Saturday, March 7th. Joe, who's with me, will actually be the announcer. Mm-hmm. So right after this show, he's going to dash off to the NHTI campus and announce that race. And that's a fundraiser for NHTI Cross Country. And then those of you, those ambitious runners who've never done a night race, or if you've done the Winter Wild Series, Ascutney, the evening, same night, March 7th, about 5 o'clock. It's not a bad drive. You actually run up and down, and you have a headlamp, and it's actually really cool. I've done it a couple of years, and I've really enjoyed it. So on the subject of running, this weekend show we're focusing on the Capital Air Race Series, more affectionately known as CARS, and again, started by Perry Segros and Tom Walton, who are the NHTI cross-country coaches. Northeast Delta Dental has been the financial supporter from the beginning, and for many years, Grapponi and Runner's Alley have also participated significantly in the sponsorship. We also have some new sponsors that Joe detailed earlier. And it's a truly a team environment. We have Granite State Racing Services does the timing, Millennium Running does the arch and other things. Each of the races has a race director that's responsible for meeting with Joe on a regular basis to make sure that the overall series has a constant thread and theme. There is a logo for the Capital Air Race Series, which effectively is two runners, female and male, superimposed on the State House. It looks really cool. And each one of the clothing items that you get for these eight races, somewhere on that clothing item, there will be, you know, that emblem or brand. So I think we've done a great job. And so Joe, tell us, like, so when you meet with the race directors, I mean, pretty much the series goes from March 21st in 2 weeks in Gilmington, where you're running up a hill as you conclude the race. The last race of the year on July 25th, you're also running up a race, running up a hill at the end. So it's kind of a bookends. And in between, there are six other races, which we'll detail. But as you kind of look at this, I mean, what you don't you kind of see the camaraderie build?
It does. You know, folks that register for the series, and we have on average a little over 200 that register for the series. And you, when you're seeing folks, you know, time and time again over the course of these eight races, plus other races that you probably do, you build up that camaraderie. So it's a, kind of a family spirit, and it's really nice. Everybody helps out one another and looks out for one another. We'll volunteer, you know, do you need a hand here? Where can I help you there? And they're so supportive of one another. It's a great community event. And here again, it's all within the greater Concord area. So you're not traveling that far to go to a race.
And you don't have to do all right, because we know graduations come up, weddings, other, you know, family emergencies, other, you know, family events. And so I was starting to say you've also had a good way of working. Each one of these races has a race director, and either in person and or telephonically, you're doing a lot of communication with them, so they're committed to making their race a really good race as well as the overall series.
Absolutely, we get started planning right after the series ends for the next season. I get the race directors back together. We review the results. We review the surveys that go out at the end of every Capital Area Race Series, usually in the August time frame, and we take all your comments to heart, and then we look to make improvements on the upcoming year. So we have several meetings with the race directors before we get underway with that first race, which, again, is in just a couple of weeks on March 21st at 10 o'clock.
And an example of this, now you haven't seen the change this year, but for the past few years in the surveys that I put out on this CARS database that I have, a few people, actually more than a few people, have said, well, can we add a race? Can we add two races? Can we change it up a bit? So it's always the yin and the yang of we've got these eight great races. We have the drill down. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work for these race directors. And so if we add a ninth and tenth race, it's kind of like the NFL adding a 17th game. It's easier said than done. So what we're doing this year is studying that feedback, and if we do make a change or addition, it would be in 2021.
That's correct. We have a lot of folks saying, how about a race later in the season, because this finishes up at the end of July, you know, could we go into the fall and things like that? And we're looking at, what if we add another race, or maybe another two races and make it a 10-race series? But then we're also looking at that cost for the fact of, you know, putting out all that money up front. Would it be better to pay as you go? Plus, we have points. So a lot of calculations and a lot of thought is going to have to go into this to expand this.
But I just want to let my running friends know, and those of you that have completed the survey, it's not going on deaf ears. We just have to study it. So you mentioned the fee. What's for the eight races this year? What's the fee?
We've kept the fee the same. It's $150 for adults 18 and over.
So that's less than $20 a race.
That's a bargain. Absolutely. It comes down to about $18.75 a race. But the thing that we've done different this year is students under 18 are just $135 across the board for the year. So we've reduced that price. We want to get more young students involved, folks over at the different colleges, get them involved running. And plus families that have teenagers and things like that, they're coming out to race. It's going to cost less to register them for a race as well.
Awesome. So we're family friendly, youth friendly, economically friendly overall, if you think of it. I mean, those of you that do a lot of racing know this. I mean, $18.75 per race is a bargain these days.
Absolutely.
Particularly with all the chip timing and all the other trappings, you know, that we have. So we're going to go through each race, but I do want to start by saying, just a reminder, the Capital City Classic, because Market Days was changed, and we do it in concert with Market Days, so that race, which is race number 6 in the series, is Saturday, June 27th, and that's an 8 a.m. start, because we got to clear out for the Market Days. And then a couple of weeks later is the Bill Lutey 5-miler, Saturday, July 18th, and so that we also changed, not the date, but the starting time. We got a lot of feedback. That's
right.
An example of taking the feedback, and everybody says, and correctly so, that's always so hot. In particular, it was really hot last year. So that will be an 8 a.m. start. And we're going to be adding, it's going to be special this year, because obviously everybody knows that the great coach, Bill Lutey, did pass away recently. And so we're going to try to do something special in Bill's honor on Saturday, July 18th. So again, Saturday, June 27th, 8 a.m., that's a 10K Capital City Classic. And then Saturday, July 18th at 8 a.m. as well, the Bill Luty 5 Mile in honor of Bill. So now let's backtrack. So in a couple of weeks, we have the Gilmington 5K, home of Peyton Place, Saturday, March 21st. That's a 10 a.m. start. So
10 a.m. start. And that's going to get underway. That starts our series. It gets underway at 10. This is Hill, so you really get a challenge to get underway with this, going up and down hills. I have not run the course or walked the course, but from all the folks that tell me, it really shakes things up first in the season here.
And having done it for 15 years, roughly, I will say that you start, you do go downhill, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself. But roughly the last mile is literally straight up, kind of a mini Mount Washington, but just for a mile. What I say to runners, since it's early in the season, and it's probably the most challenging course, that your times can only get better from there. So look at it that way. So even if you get a time, if you normally do a 25-minute 5K, you'll probably get like a 27-minute 5K. Don't worry about it, because the next week or two weeks from then is Saturday, April 4th, is the SEA 5K, 10 a.m. start, totally flat race.
It's a totally flat race. So what we're doing is we're stretching those muscles out, and then we're going to give you a flat on the pavement race. It runs around the state office park up there. This is variety, and this is what these races offer. This gets underway at 10 o'clock. I remember a couple of years ago we had to move it to Sunday because we had a foot of snow on a Saturday. But let's hope Mother Nature is kind to us this year, and everything should go well with Saturday, April 4th for the SEA race. And then right after that, in another couple of weeks after that, we space them out, and it's the NHTI Delta Dental 5K race.
And that's on a Friday, everybody.
That's right, a Friday night, and it's at 6 o'clock over at the NHTI campus. This race is really more of it's a race with a carnival. There's all kinds of vendors that are there. There's all kinds of activities going on, lots of food. It's a fun way to end the week on a Friday night. We'll be into daylight savings time. By the way, don't forget, those clocks got to change ahead tonight if you're listening to this on Saturday. But that's a fun race at 6 o'clock, and of course, that's when the team competition closes. So if you wanted to put a team in and get a chance at winning some piece of $1,000, this is when you'd have to do it. But that's our Friday night race at 6 o'clock.
And then about a month later, we really change it up. On Saturday, May 16th, is a Canterbury Shaker Village cross-country race.
Yes, and that is out at beautiful Shaker Village out there. They've been doing a lot of work out there. This is, a 10 a.m. race. This is our last 10 a.m. race. This is on May 16th, it's the weekend after Mother's Day, actually, I think. But this is one where it's a true cross-country race, so you have to be watching where you're going, because you're running out in the field. We used to have the cows run with us, and they got to be a bit of a problem.
We did, and so some of you that ran it like 7 years ago remember that the fast runners at the start created a stampede, but no one was hurt, and it all worked out. So that's May 16th, and it's some people like the cross country, others prefer not. But again, you only have to do 5 out of the 8 races to score, 6 for the team and 6 for the apparel, so you could pass on that. But then again, a lot of people love it. Then, about 3 weeks after that, we have the Over the River and Through the Woods race, my favorite logo that Tom Walton designed. That's on Saturday, June 13th. And remember, runners, again, based on feedback, we're starting this one. Instead of 10, we're starting it at 9.
That's right. And it starts at 9 o'clock right at Northeast Delta Dental at 1 Delta Drive. You'll see all the cars over there. We have a lot of fun with this race. We feed you. It's a great race for not only running but walking. We give you some hills. We bring you through the NHTI campus. We take you over the river and through the woods, actually. So this is a combination race of flat
it's beautiful. Partly road, partly in the Forest Society. We're running out of time, so I'm going to be brief on the Capital City Classic. Again, that's a 10K, 8 a.m. start, Saturday, June 27th. And those of you that do the Mount Washington, the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, it's on a different date, so you actually now can do both. Originally, we were going to have a conflict, but because it was changed, because of market days, again, you can do the Mount Washington Road Race, which is on a different weekend, And the Capital City Classic is Saturday, June 27th. I mentioned the Lutie race in mm-hmm. honor of Bill, Saturday, July 18th at 8 a.m. And finally, Joe, the last event.
And we finish up with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic during Canterbury Old Home Days, and that finishes up on Saturday, July 25th at 9 o'clock in the morning. We award the Team Cup competition and also the top prizes because there's $1,500 in prize money
that we
Tom.
Give out, and then the age groups and the other category winners, you know, we mail it out, you know, pretty promptly. So again, $150. Let's do it. I hope to see all my running friends in 2 weeks at Gilmington. RunCarsNewHampshire.com. And for my running friends, maybe see you today at 11 o'clock for the Spring Ahead race at NHTSA. Thank you, Joe.
All right, Tom.